It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrat John Hickenlooper will be Colorado's next U.S. Senator. Outgoing incumbent Republican Cory Gardner thanked his supporters yesterday and asked them to get behind the new senator-elect.
His success is Colorado's success, and our nation and our state need him to succeed.
And here's John Hickenlooper, who was Colorado's governor for 8 years.
We've had enough of leaders in Washington thinking it was their job to only represent blue America or red America, red Colorado or blue Colorado. I've always believed it's my job to represent all Colorado.
There is no official result in Colorado's 3rd congressional district, but it looks like Republican Lauren Boebert will be the first woman to represent that part of Colorado in the U.S. House. Boebert is ahead of Democrat Diane Mitch Bush in the results so far. That won't change the political makeup of Colorado's House delegation. Boebert upset Republican incumbent Scott Tipton in the primary earlier this year. Democrat Joe Neguse is among the state's 6 U.S. House incumbents who were re-elected. Neguse says he wants to build on the important issues from his first term.
To build out wildfire mitigation and prevention for our communities and address climate change, which we know is creating the drought conditions that exacerbate these wildfires.
Neguse represents District 2, which includes Boulder. Colorado's latest election results are at CPR.org. Hospitalizations for Colorado patients with COVID-19 are rising. On Tuesday, the State Health Department reported 814 people in the hospital with coronavirus. That's up nearly 300 from a week ago. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy.
I think it's time for Coloradans to really take seriously the level of disease transmission we're seeing and remembering the things that we need everyone to do right now, which is wearing a mask, social distancing, and really limiting your interactions with other households.
Hospitalizations in the state are approaching the record numbers set this past April. This is CPR News.